Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman, member of Avram Goldar, and here is Zechus Kedushin, Daf Samech Tes. The end of the third parak of Omer, and the beginning of the fourth parak, and the final parak in Seder Nashim, Asar Yuxin. This daf has been sponsored as a schus for all the men, women, and children in Eretz Yisrael who have been taken hostage, that they be quickly freed, and for all those injured in the attacks, that they should have a refuah shleima. So the three tops are going to focus on number one. The next Mishnah, Rabbi Tarfon says, Yochoin Mamzerin Litaher. Mamzerin can be purified, meaning that their descendants will not be Mamzerim. The Mamzer marries a Shifcha, whose child is a slave, and doesn't carry the lineage of Mamzeres. Once that slave is freed, his status is like a regular convert. Rabbi Eliezer disagrees, Harze Eved Mamzer, this child is a slave who is also a Mamzer. The Gemara asks, Rabbi Tarfon permits a Mamzer to marry a slave woman, or merely informs us of the status of their offspring, although their union is forbidden. A proof is brought from Rabbi Simlai, who told his landlord, a Mamzer, that if he had had the chance, he would have purified his children using Rabbi Tarfon's method. Since he could not have meant to be sold as an Eved Ivri who was permitted to a Shivcha, because the law was no longer operative at that time, this proves that he holds that a Mamzer may marry a Shivcha. Point number two, the fourth parak begins, Asar Yuchsim Alu Mabavel. 10 categories of Yuchus ascended from Babel to Eretz Yisrael. Number 1, Kohanim, 2, Levim, 3, Israelim, 4, Chalolim, which are disqualified Kohanim, 5, Gerim, 6, Freed Slaves, 7, Mamzerim, 8, Nesinim, 9, Shetukim, and 10, Asufim. The last two are defined by the Mishnah as different cases of questionable lineage. The Gemara explains that the word Alu, ascended, was used to allude to a brisa which states, Shebeis HaMikdash Gavoha Mikol Eretz Yisrael, that the Beis HaMikdash is higher than all of Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael Gavoha Mikol Aratzos, and Eretz Yisrael is higher than all other lands. The Mishnah says they ascended from Babel instead of to Eretz Yisrael, which supports Rabbi Elazar's statement. While Ola Ezra Mababa, Ezra did not ascend from Babel, until he made it like fine sifted flour by removing the families with compromised yichus, and then went up. Abaye says, Alu me'elem tanan. The Mishnah teaches they went up, meaning on their own. But Rava says, Alum tanan. The Mishnah teaches he brought them up, meaning against their will. The Machlokas is analyzed. And point number three, Rabbi Yossi said, Gadol Chazaka, the reliability of Chazaka is great, as evidence from the time of Nehemiah. Three families of Kohanim were unable to produce proof that they were not Chalalim and fit for a vote in the base of Migdash, so they were dismissed from performing the Avodah, and Nehemiah told them that they may not eat Kodshim until a Kohen arises to the Urim Vitumi, meaning until Mashiach. By only prohibiting Kodshim, we infer that he said, Haritem Bechazkaschem, you remain with your prior status. Just as they ate Truma in exile as Kohanim, they may continue to do so despite their questionable lineage. The Gemara asks that according to the opinion that eating Truma is accepted as proof for full Yichus status of Kohuna, why did Nehemiah allow them to continue eating Truma since it risks their being allowed to marry Kohanim and they may be Chalalim? It answers that the concern does not apply to this group, Derei Cheskasayah, because their status was publicly known as weakened. Still, their chazak enabled extending their permit to begin eating biblical truma, which they had not had in exile. An alternate interpretation is given. So once again, the three points are number one. In the next Mishnah, Rabbi Tarfon says, Yochoin Mamzerin Litaher. Mamzerin can be purified, meaning that their descendants will not be Mamzerin. The Mamzer marries a Shifcha, whose child is a slave, and doesn't carry the lineage of Mamzeres. Once that slave is freed, his status is like a regular convert. Rabbi Eliezer disagrees, Harze Eved Mamzer, this child is a slave who is also a Mamzer. The Gemara asks, Rabbi Tarfon permits a Mamzer to marry a slave woman, or merely informs us of the status of their offspring, although their union is forbidden. A proof is brought from Rabbi Simlai, who told his landlord, a Mamzer, that if he had had the chance, he would have purified his children using Rabbi Tarfon's method. Since he could not have meant to be sold as an Eved Ivri who was permitted to a Shivcha, because the law was no longer operative at that time, this proves that he holds that a Mamzer may marry a Shivcha. Point number two, the fourth parak begins, Asar Yuchsim Alu Mabavel. 10 categories of Yuchus ascended from Babel to Eretz Yisrael. Number 1, Kohanim, 2, Levim, 3, Israelim, 4, Chalolim, which are disqualified Kohanim, 5, Gerim, 6, Freed Slaves, 7, Mamzerim, 8, Nesinim, 9, Shetukim, and 10, Asufim. The last two are defined by the Mishnah as different cases of questionable lineage. The Gemara explains that the word Alu, ascended, was used to allude to a brisa which states, Shebeis HaMikdash Gavoha Mikol Eretz Yisrael, that the Beis HaMikdash is higher than all of Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael Gavoha Mikol Aratzos, and Eretz Yisrael is higher than all other lands. The Mishnah says they ascended from Babel instead of to Eretz Yisrael, which supports Rabbi Elazar's statement. While Ola Ezra Mababa, Ezra did not ascend from Babel, until he made it like fine sifted flour by removing the families with compromised yichus, and then went up. Abaye says, Alu me'elem tanan. The Mishnah teaches they went up, meaning on their own. But Rava says, Alum tanan. The Mishnah teaches he brought them up, meaning against their will. The Machlokas is analyzed. And point number three, Rabbi Yossi said, Gadol Chazaka, the reliability of Chazaka is great, as evidence from the time of Nehemiah. Three families of Kohanim were unable to produce proof that they were not Halalim and fit for Avodah in the base of Migdash, so they were dismissed from performing the Avodah, and Nehemiah told them that they may not eat Kodshim until a Kohen arises to the Urim Vutumi, meaning until Mashiach. By only prohibiting Kodshim, we infer that he said, Haritem Bechazkaschem, you remain with your prior status, just as they ate Truma in exile as Kohanim. They may continue to do so despite their questionable lineage. The Gemara asks that according to the opinion that eating Truma is accepted as proof for full Yichus status of Kohuna, why did Nehemiah allow them to continue eating Truma, since it risks their being allowed to marry Kohanim and they may be Halalim? It answers that the concern does not apply to this group, Derei Cheskasaya, because their status was publicly known as weakened. Still, their chazak enabled extending their permit to begin eating biblical truma, which they had not had in exile. An alternate interpretation is given. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Samech Tes, and this one was suggested to us by Mordechai Golombek from Passaic, New Jersey. He suggested that Samech Tes is soot, and we often use a chimney sweep. So here goes. The men from Yichus Chimney Sweep Services, who just finished cleaning the chimney of a mamzer happily married to a shevcha, heavily advertised on the road where 10 different categories of Yichus were ascending from Galus, and where families with questionable lineage who maintain their chazak to eat truma would picnic. Once again, it's a motion. The men from Yichus Chimney Sweep Services, Chimney Sweep, that must be learned off Samach Tes, Sut. The men from Yichus Chimney Sweep Services, who just finished cleaning the chimney of a mamzer happily married to a shevcha, which reminds us, in the next mission, Rabbi Tarfon says, Yochoin mamzerim litaher. Mamzerim can be purified, meaning that their descendants will not be mamzerim. The mamzer marries a shevcha whose child is a slave and doesn't carry the lineage of mamzeris. Once that slave is freed, his status is like a regular ger. Rabbi Eliezer disagrees. Hariza Eved Mamzer. This child is a slave who is also a Mamzer. So the men from Yichus Chimney Sweep Services, who just finished cleaning the chimney of a Mamzer happily married to a Shevcha, heavily advertised on the road where 10 different categories of Yichus were ascending from Galus, which reminds us, the fourth parak begins, Asar Yuchasim Alum Bavel. 10 categories of Yichus ascended from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara explains that the word alut, ascended, was used to allude to a brisa which states, Shebeis HaMikdash Gavol Mikol Eretz Yisrael, that the base of Mikdash is higher than all of Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael Gavol Mikol Aratzos, and Eretz Yisrael is higher than all other lands. So the men from Yichus Chimney Sweep Services, who just finished cleaning the chimney of a mamzer, happily married to a shevcha, heavily advertised on the road where 10 different categories of Yichus were ascending from Galus, and where families with questionable lineage who maintain their chazak at Truma would picnic. Which reminds us, Rabbi Yossi said, Gadol Chazaka, the reliability of Chazaka is great, as evidenced from the time of Nehemiah. Three families of Kohanim were unable to produce proof that they were not Halalim and fit for Avodah in the base of Migdash, so they were dismissed from performing Avodah, and Nehemiah told them that they may not eat Kodshim until a Kohen arises to the Urim Batumim, meaning until Mashiach. By only prohibiting Kodshim, we infer that he said, Haritem Bechazkaschem, you remain with your prior status, just as they ate Truma and Galus as Kohanim, they may continue to do so despite their questionable Yichus. There wasn't a concern that this might end up leading to them marrying Kohanim because their status was publicly known as weakened. So once again, the men from Yichus Chimney Sweep Services, who just finished cleaning the chimney of a mamzer, happily married to a shevcha, heavily advertised on the road where 10 different categories of Yichus were ascending from Galus, and where families with questionable lineage who maintain their chazak at the Idruma would picnic. All right, so now it's time for four Balabach Chazara. Dav Samache. So the Simmer Dav Samache is se, sheep, and we often use a shepherd. So here goes. The shepherd, shepherd, that must mean more in Dav Samache, se, sheep. The shepherd who was miserable when the shepherdess whom he said he had married said that he had not, and he became prohibited to her relatives, which reminds us, the next mission states that if one says to a woman, I married you, and she says, you did not marry me, who asa b'krova se, he's forbidden to her relatives, v'himuteres b'krova, but she's permitted to his relatives, although he's not believed insofar as her prohibition to his relatives is concerned, nor for her to require a get, he is believed to prohibit her relatives to himself through the principle of shavya navshe chasika de asura. He made it a forbidden peace to himself, meaning a person's belief when declaring something forbidden to himself. So the shepherd who was miserable when the shepherdess whom he said he had married said that he had not, and he became prohibited to her relatives, and then was told his attempt to marry another woman with one witness didn't work, which reminds us, Rav Yehuda says, Mekadesh be'ed echad ein choshishin likidushav. One who marries with a single witness, we're not concerned for his kedushin, and she's permitted to marry someone else. Shmuel added that this is so, afiyu shnehem modim, even if they both admit that they married in his presence, because the single witness is insufficient, not only for his testimony, but for the kedushin itself to take effect. So the shepherd who was miserable when the shepherdess whom he said he had married said that he had not, he became prohibited to her relatives, and then was told his attempt to marry another woman with one witness Didn't work. Was saw when one witness accused him of eating chalev, requiring him to bring one of his sheep. As a chatos, which reminds us, Abai said, Amro la edochad achalta chalev, if a single witness tells someone you inadvertently ate forbidden fats, b'hal shosek, and that person was silent, ne'eman, the witness is believed, and the person must bring a carbon chatos. Daf samach vav. So the simmer daf samach vav relates to sewing, and we use a tailor. So here goes. The blind tailor, that must mean we're on daf samach vav, sewing. The blind tailor who didn't react when a single witness told him his wife committed adultery, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the following question, Ishto zinsa be'ed echad, if a single witness tells a man that his wife committed adultery, b'shosik, and the husband is silent, does she become prohibited to her husband? Abai says, Naaman, he's believed, and she's prohibited to him, and Rava says, he's not believed. Havi davish be'erva, it's a matter concerning erva, vein davish be'erva, pachas mishnaim, and a matter concerning erva cannot be established by fewer than two witnesses. Abai seeks support for his position from an incident involving a blind man. So the blind tailor who didn't react when a single witness told him his wife committed adultery, couldn't see the king outside at a feast wearing the tzitz, who was getting angry at some sages, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the story of Yanai HaMelech at the Suda celebrating a conquest and the story of the tzitz which led to the killing of the Chachamim. So the blind tailor who didn't react when a single witness told him his wife committed adultery, couldn't see the king outside at a feast wearing the tzitz, who was getting angry at some sages, and didn't know if he was Tami or Tower when he was informed the mikveh he was tovel in was found to be deficient and had less than 40 saw, which reminds us, a brisa discusses a mikveh used under presumption that it contained 40 saw and was later found deficient. Rabbi Tarfon ruled all the tahara was previously prepared based on this mikveh to be tahara by assuming it was full until found deficient. And Rabbi Kiva ruled them tame. Rabbi Tarfon explained mikveh zeh b'ches gesham hu omid. This mikveh was presumed to be full and should not be ruled deficient earlier out of doubt. Rabbi Kiva responded that the people or kalim, which were tovel in this mikveh, were previously tame and should not be ruled tahara out of doubt. Rabbi Tarfon continued that it's analogous to a kohen performing a avodah who is discovered to be a son of a divorcee or a chalutza, rendering him a chalal and unfit for a avodah, that his previously performed a avodah is valid. Rabbi Kiva responded that it's analogous to a kohen discovered to be a baal mum whose previous avodah is invalid. Daf Samach Zayin. So this Mer Daf Samach Zayin is a sizzling barbecue. So here goes. At the No Yer Yichus sizzling barbecue, that must be on Daf Samach Zayin. At the No Yer Yichus sizzling barbecue, a son from an effective Kedushin lined up behind his father, which reminds us, the Mishnah on the previous daf taught, Kol Makom She'esh Kedushin Ve'ein Avera, anywhere there's an effective Kedushin and there's no transgression in the marriage, Havlad Holach Achra Zachar, the offspring follows the lineage of the male, meaning a Kohen, Levi, or Yisrael, where the marriage is prohibited, Havlad Holach Achra Pogum, the offspring follows the blemished parent, such as a Mamzer. So, at the No Yer Yichus sizzling barbecue, a son from an effective Kedushin lined up behind his father, watched a boy enter the park behind his father who was an Ammoni ger, while his sister walked behind her mother, who was a Mitzri convert, which reminds us, Ravin quoted Rabbi Yochanan, but Umos halich achra zachar, with Gentile nations, follow the male regarding the offspring. Nisgairu halich achra pogum shebishneim, if they converted, follow the blemished one from the two of them. This second statement is explained. A male Ammoni ger who married a female Mitzri gioris, if their child is male, then you cast him after his father, because for a male, the Ammoni parent is a greater blemish because the prohibition to regular Jews remains indefinitely. But if the child is a female, you cast her after her mother, because for a female, the Egyptian parent is a greater blemish because a female Ammoni is permitted to regular Jews. So at the No Yer Yichus sizzling barbecue, a son from an effective Kedushin lined up behind his father, watched a boy enter the park behind his father who was an Ammoni ger, while his sister walked behind her mother who was a Mitzri convert, while all the Arayas with a Karis liability sat together with an Achuz Isha, since their Kedushin is not effective, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the source that Kedushin is ineffective for prohibitions with a Karis liability, and that all Arayas that have a Karis liability are derived from an Achuz Isha. Daf Samaches, so the Simmer Daf Samaches relates to Schach, and we use a Sukkah. So here goes. The man in a Sukkah, that must be on Daf Samaches, Schach. The man in a sukkah with the hanging diamond decorations, having an awkward meal with his two wives, one beloved and one hated, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses what is the case of Kitiyana Ishtei Nashim, Achas Ahuva Achas Nua, if a man has two wives, one beloved and one hated, and if this pasuk indicates that Kedushin is Tofes with Chayve Loving. So the man in a sukkah with the hanging diamond decorations, having an awkward meal with his two wives, one beloved and one hated, while his shivcha stood outside with a donkey, which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Samach Vav Amud Beis taught Kedushin is ineffective for a Shivcha or for a female Gentile, and their children share their status. Rav Huna provides a source that Kedushin is ineffective for a Shivcha. Avram said, Shvu lachem poli mechamor, stay here yourselves with the donkey, with the extraneous mention of the donkey, teaching that Eliezer, an Evkanani, is Am Hadomo Chamor, a nation legally similar to a donkey, which cannot have Kedushin. So the man in a sukkah with the hanging diamond decorations having an awkward meal with his two wives, one beloved and one hated, while Hashivcha stood outside with a donkey, told his intermarried son that his grandson is a Nachri and not Chayiv in mitzvos, which reminds the Gemara, says we learn from the pasuk Losit Chatembam, you shall not become married with them, that Kedushin is ineffective with a Gentile. Rabbi Yochanan quotes a drasha that the child of a female Gentile is a Gentile. The pasuk says, Ki Yasir is Bincha Macharai, for he will turn your son away from me, which teaches Bincha, Habam Yisrael is Kruy Bincha. Your son, meaning your grandson, who comes from a Jewess, is called your son, meaning a Jew. Ve'ein Bincha, Habam Yino Avedes Kochabim, Kruy Bincha El Bana. But your son who comes from a female idolater is not called your son, but her son, meaning an idolater. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which daf in Machlokes of Mamzerim can purify their descendants by marrying a Shivcha, that's on Daf Samachtes. Good number 2. Which daf do you discuss? What is the case in the pasuk of if a man has two wives, one beloved and one hated? That's on Daf Samachtes. Good number 3. Which daf in Machlokes about the mikveh, which is found deficient, and whether we learn from a Balmum or Chalal? That's on Daf Samachvav. Good number 4. Which daf do we have a machlokes whether one marrying a woman on condition he speaks on her behalf to the ruler is effective? That's on daf Samach Gimel. Good number 5. Which daf do we discuss 10 categories of yuchsin that came up from Bavel? That's on daf Samachtes. Good number 6. Which daf do we have the challenge to Yanahemach's yuchus and his murderous reaction? That's on daf Samachvav. Good number 7. Which daf do when a father is believed to say he married off his katana daughter and accepted her get? That's on daf Samach Dal. Good number 8. Which daf do about when Nachrim convert and marry one another, the yichus goes after the one who's blemished? That's on daf Samach Zayin. Good number 9. Which daf do about the power of chazaka and the story of the families of Kohanim who are known to have weak yichus status, but could eat truma? That's on daf Samach Tes. Good. Number 10. Which daf when a man is presumed to have brothers is believed to say that he does not to exempt his wife from Yibum, for Rebbe holds the logic of Mali L'Shakir is as compelling as witnesses. That's on daf Samach Dalet. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Goldhar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.